USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Growing signs that price pressures are easing suggest that June's distressingly high 9.1% increase in consumer prices will probably be the peak. But even if inflation indeed comes down, economists see a slow pace of decline. Ed Hyman, who's the chair at Evercore ISI, pointed to many indicators that 9.1% might have been the top. And a 10-year-old is honored by Google.
Google is honoring Alethea Haven Ramirez, one of the students killed in the Uvalde, Texas school shooting, by spotlighting her Google Doodle. The 10-year-old wanted to be an artist and had drawn artwork to submit to win the Doodle for Google Artwork Competition. Alethea was one of the 21 people killed in the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School on May 24th in Uvalde, Texas. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
With just a few months to go until SpaceX launches its first commercial all-civilian spacewalk with a Polaris Dawn crew, they've stopped by St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital in Memphis this week to promote their other major mission, and that is raising funds to fight against childhood cancer globally. SpaceX's last fundraising effort with St. Jude netted about $250 million in donations. And according to Anna Menon, mission specialist and medical officer, this time they're hoping to go bigger.
We'll be doing a tremendous amount of research in the 5 days we're in space, as well as continuing to raise funds for St. Jude and helping to combat childhood cancer here on Earth right now.
The sheriff in Kansas's most populous county says he took it for granted that local elections ran smoothly until former President Donald Trump lost there in 2020. Now, he's assigned detectives to investigate what he claims is election fraud, even though there's been no evidence of any widespread fraud or manipulation of voting machines in 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Running for governor of New York State was attacked Friday. With more, here's Lance Pride.
Congressman and Republican New York governor candidate Lee Zeldin was attacked Thursday at an event outside of Rochester, New York, by a man with a keychain self-defense weapon. As predicted by Unhurt Zeldin, the man was released on cashless bail hours after the felony charge. Friday, Representative Zeldin was back at it, talking up soft on crimes, cashless bail.
Now, the argument in favor of cashless bail is that you don't want somebody to stay locked up behind bars only because they can't afford a very small amount of bail. That's the argument that gets made by activists. I would offer you that if you are a Mexican cartel drug smuggler with $1.2 million worth of crystal meth, and you don't set aside enough money, that's on you. You're a bad businessman. You're a bad drug dealer.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Almost nobody knows who Saul Hudson is, but everybody knows who Slash is. Slash was born on this date, July the 23rd, 1965, 57 years ago. He played guitar in the famous band Guns N' Roses. Here's his solo from the 1989 hit Sweet Child of Mine. This is USA Radio News.